Pacifica, Phil Henry.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, live tonight and every night, unless we're not. Yes, right here, folks, where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, and we'll keep on doing it. We are basically here to destroy the talk radio format as it exists. I mean, I'm just partially kidding. But, you know, it's all fun and games, man. What is up with this chair, bud?
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, man.
Yeah, I'm sure that's really funny, but every time I hit... Can you fix that, Robert?
What are you doing?
Every time I hit this lever on the side of this chair, the chair suddenly hits the deck. I think this chair has had it, man. I think we have to get a new chair. I actually, if those of you who are backstage pass holders and longtime backstage pass holders, you will probably remember back in the very early days of this show when we were sort of working out of a half-assed studio and I had not a professional chair. I had a wooden, it was like a kitchen table chair that I was sitting in.
Oh, you mean it collapsed?
Yes, and I was in the middle of a bit, and things get going kind of physical on this show, and I was in the middle of a bit, and when we were on the camera, I mean, we were on doing a video cast. Either we were doing a video cast or we were just videoing parts of the show. I can't remember which, but in any event, I know it's got to still be in the archives. I was doing this bit, and man, that chair just collapsed underneath me. So you can see me on camera. I'm leaning to the right. And suddenly, I just fall to the ground, and I'm still like, you know, I know what it was. It was Margaret Gray was getting her ass kicked by Frank.
Yeah, that was it.
Right, so the chair just collapsed, and if you ever see that in the archives, it's well worth it. I don't want to look at it again. I mean, there's only so much a guy can handle, you know, that kind of humiliation.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, you know, you live and learn.
Live and learn. All right, a couple of things here to get to this hour. And I know that Ms. Dooley is hanging on from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. I'm going to say hi to her. She wants to comment, I know, on this story that we've got coming up here. Hey, Bobby, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Phil.
I can't. What's going on?
You know what? We had a bounce house. We had a bounce house for some of the kids. There was a birthday party here. So we're trying to get them rounded up. It's a little bit late.
Yeah, I'll say it's late, but I guess it's summer vacation, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's time for the kids to have fun. Can I do for you, Steve? I want to do the impression of the lady who lost her baby to a dingo.
Hold on for a minute, Bobby. Okay, so just hang on and we'll get to you in a moment. I don't want to do any shtick on this. What are you doing, bud?
She wants to do the dingo.
She wants to do the dingo?
Yeah, Meryl Streep.
Hold on for just a second before we're doing shtick. Do you mind? Now, do you guys remember the story? And I know, Bud, you and Robert don't, because you wouldn't be making jokes. A coroner on Tuesday in Australia, which is it's just now Tuesday here on the West Coast, just minutes into Tuesday on the West Coast, but in Australia, it's like the workday and probably beyond. A coroner Tuesday ruled that a dingo indeed snatched baby Azaria Chamberlain from a tent in the Australian desert 32 years ago, ending a case that caused a global sensation and spawned a Meryl Streep movie. Those of you of my age or maybe a little younger, a little older, you remember this film. Azaria disappeared from the tent near Uluru or Ayers Rock in 1980 in an incident that sparked decades of debate in Australia over whether her mother, Lindy, who was jailed for murder, was responsible for the infant's death. I find that a dingo took Azaria and dragged her from her tent, said coroner Elizabeth Morris in the Darwin Magistrates Court, adding that the evidence was sufficiently adequate, clear, cogent, and exact. Dig that.
Wait a minute, man. 30 years ago, what did they find out?
Well, hold on. It is clear that there is evidence that in particular circumstances, a dingo is capable of attacking, taking, and causing the death of young children, she said.
What's a dingo?
Dingo's like a wild dog.
Like a hyena.
Well, maybe like a hyena, but it's a canine, a wild canine. Dog size. They've got a picture of one right there, Robert. See it?
They look like a German Shepherd. It's like a coyote.
It's more like a coyote. And I always thought of coyotes as being a cross between a fox and a dog. You know, coyotes have that fox-like face. Dingoes have the same. And they're indigenous to the Australian continent, all right?
What's that mean?
Indigenous means that's where they're from. That's where we know them to have originated. They might have come from someplace else. Australia at one time was not an island continent. It was it had a land bridge. And so a lot of these mammals that wound up in Australia became locked on this island, and some of them were hunted to extinction by the early man that traveled to Australia and settled there. All right, so I'm getting way off into a bunch of stuff here. All right, so now, 30 years later, the coroner here in the Darwin Magistrate Court says, no, on second thought, the dingo took the baby and snatched the baby. This is the mother, Lindy Chamberlain. Lindy, now known as Chamberlain Creighton after remarrying, always insisted that a dingo took the baby, but her version of events was widely doubted by the Australian public.
But a bunch of idiots in Australia ought to do that.
Oh, is that right, bud?
What? Yeah, man, that Australian people ain't the only one.
You think Australians are the only ones that can be stupid?
No, not in America.
You ever heard of the McMartin case? Oh, got you there, man.
No, I never have heard of it. I never did have hear of it.
You never did have hear of it, huh?
Nuh-uh.
Well, the McMartin case is another case where the American people just went ape. I mean, we went full ape on a bunch of innocent people who were running a freaking daycare center. That's what they get for their trouble. They were running a little kid's school. And all of a sudden, everybody thought they were child molesters, and they had them dead to rights, and some alcoholic slut, one of these mothers, who was screwing one of the TV reporters. I mean, the whole thing was really... So, you know, Australians aren't the only ones, okay? It's human nature, man. It's human nature. Human nature to be, unfortunately, I hate to say it, it is human nature sometimes to be unfair and to rush to judgment. Anyway, the finding means she and her ex-husband, Michael Chamberlain, who were both in court, have finally won recognition that a native wild dog killed their child. Please accept my sincere sympathy on the death of your special and loved daughter, Azaria. The coroner said, Morris, to which the woman said, park it way up there. No, she didn't say anything. I'm so sorry for your loss. Time does not remove the pain and sadness of the death of a child. Outside the court, an emotional Lindy, who has three other children, said she was relieved the case was over. Obviously, we are relieved and delighted to come to an end of this saga, she said. No longer will Australia be able to say dingoes are not dangerous and only attack when provoked. We live in a beautiful country, but it is a dangerous country.
Yeah, I saw that headline, Azaria. It was a joke she made about Azaria.
Hank Azaria?
Yeah.
No. That's another story, by the way. There's an Australian comic who has apologized because she did something in her act back in the 80s that she felt was so offensive to this family that she felt she needed to apologize. Moving on here.
What about Ms. Dooley?
Oh, Ms. Dooley is on the line. I forgot. Hey, Bobby, sorry to keep you hanging on.
That's all right, pal.
Tell me,
I'm just gonna Steve Dooley.
Yes, Steve.
My wife, John, do an impression.
Yeah, let me tell him, Steve. Phil, I wanted to do my impression of that lady in the story. And I do a pretty good impression of the lady in the story.
You mean this Australian lady?
Well, I didn't want to say Australian because then you're going to be expecting it. Did you tell him?
Well, yeah.
Oh, Steve, you're such a jackass. You really are. Why did I miss?
All right, hold, Bobby, it's no big thing.
Yes, it is, Phil, because I wanted my impression of the lady who had a dingo take the kid. Excuse me, but I'm on the phone here. I'm on the phone here. Steve?
Hey, you guys, my wife's on the phone. My wife's on the phone.
Oh, my God. We rent a bounce house. I spent all afternoon blowing it up because we didn't have a bicycle pump.
Wait a minute. You blew up a whole bounce house yourself?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Pretty interesting. I was blowing this bounce house up, Phil. Steve videotaping it.
Yeah.
Steve videotaping what?
Me blowing up the bounce house. It took me about 2 hours. I finally got it blowed up. And now these parents are leaving with their kids and traipsing. What is that? Honey, what is it? No, that's chocolate.
Okay, Bobby, I've got to get on with the show.
I apologize, Phil. All right. So this is my impression of a lady whose dingo was taken by a baby. I mean,
a dingo taken by a baby? Ha 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 ha!
No, you mean the baby?
I'm sorry. Whose baby was taken by not another baby?
A dingo.
Here's my impression of the lady. Her name is Lindy Chamberlain. A dingo took my baby.
That's it, man.
Thank you.
How do you think of that, Mr.
Hank? Oh, come on, Phil. Give it up. Give it up.
I didn't think it was that good.
Oh, that is right.
You know something, Mr. Hendry? I know you're a professional entertainer, but I'm sorry if there are people out here who are amateurs, but still, we're good, you know?
Do it again. I mean, I was doing a couple things here.
Oh, yeah, sure. You were probably all, oh, I don't want to hear how good this is going to be. So you put your hands over your ears and went, ah, la, 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 didn't you?
No, I did not do that. No, I didn't.
Mr. Hendry, I'll listen to my wife.
All right, are you ready? Here's my impression of the lady whose baby was eaten by the dingo.
Well, we don't... Yeah, okay.
Okay, here... Can I do it?
Go ahead.
A dingo took my baby. Do you love it or what?
Oh, God. I'm going to do that at the Summer Tacular.
I'm going to do it at the Summer Tacular. We're going to have our talent show for the first time at the Tacular. I knew I wanted to do it at one of the Taculars, but I didn't know which one.
You know, at the Summer Tacular.
No, I knew I wanted to do it at our Tacular, but I didn't know which Tacular.
Yeah, we'd probably do it at the Spring Tacular.
Well, I couldn't do it at the Spring Tacular because we didn't know that the... What an idiot.
No, I mean next spring.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, next spring. I thought you meant this past spring. I didn't even know that the baby had eaten a dingo.
Yeah.
What about that, Phil, a baby eating a dingo?
It was the other way around.
It was the other way around, yeah, but as long as I made that mistake, what do you think about that? Shut up. What do you think about that?
About what?
Go straight. Go to the devil. And while you're at it, make some baby devils with the devil. You could be his wife.
I'm sorry, you know.
Well, what'd you piss her off for?
No, I'm only here to rest of the impression.
What did I piss her off for? You want to hear the rest of the impression? Are you guys nuts?
What?
That sucked.
Well, I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, you really got entertained by that, huh? You really thought that was some high entertainment, huh?
Well, I mean, it's not often you can hear, like, you don't know how to do no Australian accent.
Oh, I don't know how to do an Australian accent? Here, fast as lager.
No, that ain't no good, man. Everybody knows how to do that.
Well, what do you want me to do, man?
Yeah, Dad, want to hear her do Australian.
What's to do in an Australian accent, man?
Oh, you gotta do like, it ain't British or nothing.
Yeah, every time you try to do one, sound like it's out of Oliver Thumb.
Who's Oliver Thumb?
Who's the guy that P.T. Barnum discovered?
Tom Thumb.
But what's Oliver?
You mean Oliver Twist? Oliver Twist was a Cockney. That was David, what's the guy's name?
David Copperfield.
No, the cat that wrote it, Charles Dickens. Oliver Thumb. All right, look. All right, here, I'll try an Australian accent. I don't think I'm any good at it. Hi, I'm Greg Norman. Come on down here. Come on down here. I can't do it, okay?
Yeah, I told you you can't do it.
Yeah, every time you do it, it sounds like that,
Oliver Thumb?
No, Tom Twist.
Tom Twist. Right, I do a Cockney, but it's not Australian.
No, man. And that lady was the only person who had done it.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm way over the line. She's the only lady that knew how to done did it, huh? All right, we'll be back. Maybe we'll get Bobby back on to do her Australian, her fantastic impression of the lady whose dingo ate the baby. Whose dingo ate the baby?
Was that her dingo?
I think she owned the dingo. No, we'll be back. Phil Hendry Show. I don't
Truth
know.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Now the world famous Phil Hendry Show, Iron Swine.
It's Iron Swine. In a case today, Iron Swine gonna go to Australia on a dingo hunt.
Iron Swine gonna find out if the dingo, dingo ate a kid.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Iron Swine.
Yeah, let me talk to Iron Swine.
Yeah, it's for you.
Iron Swine.
Yeah, man.
I think my kid got stolen by a dingo.
What? What's that?
It's like a dog.
Kid got stolen by a dog?
Yeah, and only nobody believed me, and they think I did it. And they think I'm guilty of murdering my own kid.
What kind of dog was it?
Like a dingo, man, I told you.
I never heard of that. I got a poodle. And I remember my poodle made off with my shoes once.
No, man, it's a dingo. So Iron Swine got on the next airplane to fly down there.
Yeah, waitress, let me have a surf and turf. And the plane lands in Australia. Now I got to go out there to the bush.
It's taking too long. Hurry up.
Yeah, now I'm out in the bush and I look down. Look at this.
What? Hey, Iron Swine, what'd you find?
It's a rattle with teeth marks in it and dingo poo.
Later on, Iron Swine goes to the Australian court to tell him what he found.
Your Majesty, I'm Iron Swine. I come from America. All right, Iron Swine. It's a good thing you come down here.
Oh, will you guys hurry it up?
Right, Iron Swine. What'd you find out, Iron Swine? Or Your Majesty, or Your Honor, or whatever you call it. I found a dingo dump. A dumping ground where they did the... And there's a rattle that I think had crapped out. Right, Iron Swine, that's really great. That's all we got.
That was the sloppiest Iron Swine I've ever heard. There's a rattle that the dingo dumped out.
That's pretty good. That's quick thinking.
Yeah, I figured that's what Iron Swine would do.
That's as bad as it gets.
Why? What's bad with that?
Oh, God. I found a rattle in some dingo poo.
Gosh. But it was worth the wait.
Yeah. There's Iron Swine. We got to collect these Iron Swines, man, and put them on them. We're going to do... Oh, by the way. God, I almost forgot. You guys that are BSPs, you've got to email in your selection for your favorite Ted Bell bit. We are going to be releasing our Ted Bell downloads, our top best Ted Bell bits, before the end of the month. So we must get your votes in now. And then once we have your votes in, we will compile them. And we will make available to you and to everybody in the shop downloads of a brand new Best of Ted Bell. The other thing that we're going to do is we are going to vote on a favorite character who you want the next Best of to be. So probably it's going to be Bobby. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd say it would be.
It would be either Bobby or it would be like, I don't know, who would it be? Ted Bell, Bobby or Margaret maybe. But in any event, we're going to have, it'd be Ted Bell, Bobby, or I don't know who. But anyway, make sure that you go to the email, that is the email fill under our backstage tab, if you're a backstage pass holder, and hit that email link and email us your favorite Ted Bell bit. And again, we have been compiling these, and we are going to have our final tabulation and the sale of these downloads by the end of June. God willing, and the creek don't rise. All right. So thank you very much, Bud Dickman, for that asinine Iron Swine. Getting back to the story, and we really shouldn't be making jokes about this, you guys, because this is a family that lost their child.
Yeah, but it was a long time ago.
Well, okay, but...
You know what I'm saying, man? Time plus tragedy is a comedy.
I don't always say that at all. That was Alan Alda in a Woody Allen movie.
What?
That was Alan Alda in a Woody Allen movie. I don't say time plus tragedy equals comedy. When have I ever said that?
You always say that.
Bull crap. I never say that.
Ain't that what it is?
I don't know. How do I know? I never said something stupid like that.
Why do you think that's stupid?
Because it just sounds lame. Time plus tragedy equals comedy. Get out of here. Comedy can be anything, man. What are you telling me? I can't laugh at something that just happened? Hey, I got a great one for you. When a guy cuts a fart, is that time plus tragedy?
Pretty tragic.
Shut up.
Pretty tragic what happens to the air in a room.
I'm sorry I brought it up. Anyway, so this is a terrible case. This child was taken off. And by the way, the defense counsel for the Chamberlains
One of the reasons why these people were found innocent is their counsel did his due diligence. He found cases of babies, infants, and children being attacked by wild dogs as recently as 2005. So we're going to get to the story of the comic that was making jokes, and we've got other stories to get to here in our News and Information Hour. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Tommy Chong has prostate cancer. It's very, very slow developing, and he's using hemp oil, I think, or cannabis oil or something to treat it, which is just one more reason to legalize it. Keep Tommy Chong alive. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Got a text from a friend of mine in Tampa who was at the Pussifer concert, and she said it was fantastic. It was a hit. It was a smash. This guy, what's the cat's name? Maynard what, Dan? Maynard Keenan from Tool. I mean, he's a member of Tool, but he also has this other act that he does, Pussifer. He also makes wine. He's like a genius. You know? I mean, I'm thinking, I don't wish he could do half the stuff this cat does. And I heard the show was great tonight. I had no idea. I mean, I heard the guy's name. I didn't know it was the same guy from the group. And I'm so freaking out of it, man. It's not even funny. I am Stone Age, man, when it comes to culture. But some of it I pride myself on, which is, do I know anything about, like, TV? No. Why? I work at night. Oh, have you ever heard of TiVo, Phil? Yes, I have, and I will not use it. Why is that? Because there's nothing I want of TiVo. Thank you. All right. A mother allegedly, now dig this, and I said this when I was pulling this story early on in our pre-show. If you have a backstage pass, you can watch us as we do our pre-show, and I talk about all kinds of crap. And by the way, another thing, having a BSP, is since I've taken over monitoring our comments section because of some very intemperate behavior there, I'm interacting more and more and more on our in our comments section at philhenryshow.com, and it's become like a sort of a de facto Twitter with all kinds of people that are weighing in over there. We have Herb Sewell, we have Bolo, and we have Bob, and we have a bunch of freaks. So you can go over there at any given time, and maybe I'll pop up, if you'll pardon the expression. Now, when I was pulling this story, I said, you know, I'm not shocked anymore. I'm just not shocked anymore. I'm disappointed and I'm saddened, but I'm not shocked. A Texas mother's been arrested for allegedly putting PCP in her 6-year-old's school lunch, causing the child to hallucinate. Are you ready for that? I don't give a damn what her reason was. Tarina Ann Gutierrez, age 34, faces a charge of endangering a child for the May 4th incident, according to the Austin American-Statesman newspaper. A police affidavit states Gutierrez's daughter began acting strangely in class on May 4th, talking to people who were not there, and said she could hear banging in her head. A school counselor alerted Gutierrez to what was going on, and Gutierrez responded by saying, "Don't call EMS and don't call protective services. I'm on the way." Really? However, Gutierrez later called EMS to her home, where the girl allegedly tested positive for PCP. And guess what? The mother also tested positive for PCP. The girl told these Child Protective Services workers, who were called, thank God, who removed her from her mother's custody, her lunch meat on May 4th tasted like fireworks, and that she thought the drug her mom calls angel dust had probably gotten into her lunch meat. This little baby is having to figure this out. How old is this baby? How old is this kid? 6! Police said they believe Gutierrez intentionally placed her child in danger and that she is now being charged with child endangerment. She was booked into the Travis County Jail on Friday with bail set at $35,000 record show. I don't even want to speculate, man, as to what this bitch was doing.
Maybe she's trying to, like, calm the kid down.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she was given. She thought she was giving her kid some kind of drug that would help her kid. Who knows? But you know, the reason why these stories are important is we know that if we take care of kids, then we take care of the society we live in. We take care of the world, right? Now, not every kid is. You could have the greatest parents in the world. Some kids are just going to be whack, you know. But there's no sense in making stuff worse.
What do you mean some kid's going to be wet?
Like Eric Harris, like those guys that did Columbine. Not the other kid, but Eric Harris. That guy was a psychopath. There's nothing you could do for that kid other than the one thing they could have done for him is kill him.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, I don't know. I mean, they had him on a medication, but he stopped taking it, and he told everybody he was still taking it. So the kid was a born con man, so because he's a psychopath, so he was lying to everybody, had everybody believing him. But in any event, I hate to see that, and I hate to hear about this stuff, especially when it comes from, don't call Protective Services and don't call EMS, I'm on my way. Yeah.
What's Dixie's doing?
I don't know, but this is what she told the school workers. And it sounds to me like maybe she put that in the kid's baloney or something to make the kid feel... Who knows? You idiot. Now they take the kid away from her, right? You say, well, it's good she's away from her. Where are they going to put this kid?
They put him in foster care.
Foster care. Whoopee-doo. I'm sorry, man, but I ain't heard... I heard just enough bad stuff about foster care. I know there's fine foster parents. I know that they, you know... But, folks, there's just too much weird-ass stuff that goes down with foster this, foster care, and foster that, and foster something else, and foster freeze. I don't dig it. So this kid has been taken away. She'll be taken off to wherever the hell, and that's the end of that. Now, the other big news for the night, at least here, for those of us here in California, and if you'll bear with me, because it is kind of a cultural moment, I think the L.A. Kings... Born of one of six expansion teams for the 67-68 season, ended 45 years of wandering in the NHL wilderness Monday night. Boy, if that's a beautiful line right there, because that's exactly what the LA Kings were doing for 45 years, wandering in the NHL wilderness. They won the Stanley Cup. Captain, this is bigger than when the Ducks won it. When the Ducks won it, it wasn't all that big, to be honest with you. I hate to say that, but...
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think anybody even knows the Ducks won it.
The only guy that knows the Ducks won it is the guy that threw his cigarette butt in the Stanley Cup when they had it down there at that mall.
Did a guy really do that?
No, but I started that rumor just because. Anyway, Captain Dustin Brown reemerged in the Stanley Cup Final Series with a goal and two assists, getting the Kings started on a 6-1 victory of the New Jersey Devils at Staples Center on Monday night. Brown is the second American-born captain to be presented with the Stanley Cup. The Devils, who had won back-to-back games after falling behind 3-0 in the series, were out of Game 6 fast. Forward Steve Bernier all but put the cup in the Kings' hands with a 5-minute major penalty for boarding. 11 minutes into the game, the Kings scored 3 power play goals, blah, 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 all that hockey talk, you know.
But the power play?
That's when the other team, never mind, man.
Then the other team don't have enough guys, because they put a guy in the penalty box.
Oh.
You know the penalty box?
Yeah, every time I think of a penalty box, the guy's always blowing a snot at somebody in the crowd or something.
What do you mean blowing a snot?
Yeah, the guy's in a penalty box in a hockey game. You'll turn around and he'll give a finger up to the crowd, and then he'll put one finger over the nostril, and then...
All right, okay, fine, I get the picture. But this name Bernier, B-E-R-N-I-E-R, that reminds me of Serge Bernier, who was an old L.A. When I think of the Kings winning the Stanley Cup, I think of all the old Kings that Rogge Vachon, man. Rogge Vachon, the great goalie. Marcel Dion, who left the Kings and I think finished his career with the Rangers, I think. I don't know where the hell he went. All those guys, you know, Mick Sorley and Gretzky, they had their time with the Kings. But way back, Harry Howell, you know, I mean, does anybody remember him? All these cats that played for the Kings all those years, man. Bob Berry, when he was coaching the Kings. And they had that great year in 82. I'll never forget they had that year in 82. They beat the Oilers. The Oilers were a freaking dynasty back then. And the Kings knocked them out of the playoffs in like either the first or second round. And then they went to the Western Conference against the, I think it might have been Montreal. They got their ass handed to them. So it was just, you know, one of those years. But they would have them over and over. And then you thought maybe the Kings had it. Then they didn't. Then they did. Then they didn't. Then they did, you know. And then, of course, Gretzky got here. And I had mixed feelings about that. I always feel a little creepy about that. You know, the big super. I don't know. It just, you know.
Well, what's bad about it?
Well, I don't know, man. I'm old school. You know, when you buy a team, it's like when you go out, you get the superstar. It's like you're buying a Stanley Cup or something. But it didn't happen then. It didn't happen with Gretzky. It didn't happen with that generation of Kings players. And on they went. Until finally this year with this group of guys that nobody gave. I would love, man, and I think I tried to find it, and maybe we'll do it during the break. What was the line on the Kings, whatever the line may be in hockey in Vegas or elsewhere, what were the odds that the Kings are going to win the Stanley Cup, man? I bet you every single year it's like, you know, slim to none.
Yeah, they don't think no team in California know how to play, knows how to skate.
What do you mean, man?
Don't mean if they're from California. Yeah, they are.
No, they're not from California.
They're called LA Kings.
But the guys that play ain't from California. They're Canadians and stuff. What are you talking about, bud? You think because they come from LA, they don't know how to skate?
Well, what do you mean?
What do you mean? The cats that play on the team are from Canada and stuff. They don't just because they got a team in LA doesn't mean, okay, I guess we got to go find players from LA.
Yeah, man. What do you think they do, man? Go out the desert? I don't know.
Dude, it doesn't work like that. Well, now, L.A., you have a hockey team, so good luck finding guys that know how to play hockey down there. Can you imagine if they did that?
What do they do?
Well, they have a draft. They draft professional players, man, and they sign them, and they come down, and they play for L.A. And these are cats from Canada, man, and they're cats from Europe.
What about Americans?
There's a couple of... This guy, the captain of the team, is an American. Americans don't play hockey all that good. Not as good as Canadians do.
I don't get it.
You don't get it. Who plays good baseball?
Japanese.
Other than Japanese.
Americans?
Right. So most of the good baseball players are Americans. Who plays good football?
Canadian.
I'm going to belt you, man.
I'm just kidding around. American.
Okay, if you go to Canada, man, and you watch Canadian football, who the hell do you think is playing up there?
They got Americans up there?
Yeah.
Why aren't they playing down here?
Because there's some cats that don't make NFL teams.
They ain't good enough, man. They can't play on the NFL to go to Canada.
Yeah.
So the guys that ain't good enough to play hockey in Canada come down here?
No, man, it ain't the same thing. You know what? You just forget it, bud, okay? You know what I'm talking about. You're just being a freaking douchebag.
No, I'm not.
I'm just telling you, some countries are good at certain sports. Americans, we ain't as good at hockey as Canadians are. That's why most of the guys that play are Canadians.
What about them Russians?
Russians play good?
Did I watch that one game with Konstantinov or... Coughing off cough or some jazz like that?
Yeah. They got Russians, they got Finns, they got all kinds of guys, man. They all play hockey. Americans, we're okay. We got that one guy, like I said, this guy Brown, he's all right. But Americans play other sports, man. But anyway, that's what I'm trying to tell you. The Kings, they hire professional players. And then they, they play for our team. So the LA Kings win the Stanley Cup. Congratulations, Kings. And that's kind of a cool thing, only because we've never won a hockey championship in L.A. City. I mean, like I said, the Ducks did for Orange County. And the other thing is that in a city where the only championship team we've had in years has been the Lakers, it's cool to win another sport.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, we don't have no football.
We ain't had any football in this town for, man, since Pop Warner. All right, we'll be right back with more in a close, hopefully a strong finish for tonight's show. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. After the show, check out our website. You'll see a show log there. And it'll give you an idea as to what we did on the show. And, while you're there, peruse our store and take a look at the backstage pass. See if that's something that you can't fit into your entertainment package there at home. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Back here in the world famous Phil Hendry Show. I just saw a picture of this rock where that baby was taken in 1980. Ayers Rock, Ayers. That ain't that picnic at Hanging Rock. Well, you guys don't know anyway.
What's that?
That's another thing that happened in Australia.
What's the story with Australia, man? Baby getting killed.
What?
Well, I mean, what's the deal?
What do you mean, what's the deal?
Well, all the weird stuff.
There's no weird stuff in Australia. Any weirder than America?
You're always saying that on account of you want to sound like you're being fair.
No, man. I'm saying there ain't stuff going on in Australia that's any weirder than what happens here. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, like picking and hanging rock. They never even found. Didn't they ever find that lady?
What lady?
What happened to Picnic on a Hanging Rock?
I don't even know, man. I mean, it's a murder. It's a famous murder. They made a movie out of it. That's all. I mean, what are you guys trying to make it into something spooky?
But look at that place.
So they got a lot of weird-looking places in Australia. Have you ever been to the desert in America? Man, some of the spookiest places you've ever seen in your life. Try driving through New Mexico at about, 2 a.m. It'll give you the creeps. Because, man, there ain't nothing. And I mean, there's nothing for miles and miles and miles.
What about the road?
That's the only thing you see is the... What do you mean, what about the road? The road's in front of you. But you're driving along, and there no billboards? Nothing, man, because there comes a point where the guy that puts the billboards up probably goes, well, what's the point of us putting a billboard up out here, man? Any guy that's driving through here, all he wants to do is find his way to water, gas, and food. He could care less about the new condominiums going in, you know?
Well, how far away does it go?
Well, I mean, there's some parts of New Mexico and Texas and places like that you'd be driving through. Yeah, ain't nothing, man. All you see are mountains, and that's it. And hot? Oh, baby, does it get hot. This time of year, you'll die out there, man. If your car breaks down, good luck.
They haven't had nobody, I don't mean to say anything, did anybody get called up or called up by a dingo?
What do you mean, called up by a dingo?
He means taken away.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
There's no dingoes in America. If you're talking about wild animals, like a coyote?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so, man. I mean, yeah, coyotes actually have attacked pets here in suburbia. And coyotes in California and in other cities where coyotes are prevalent, like in Texas and some of these other places, coyotes have been known to attack and kill pets, like dogs and coyotes. Now, our friend out there, Jeanette, out in the desert, did you hear what happened out there?
Nuh-uh.
Her dogs, she woke up one night, man, and her dogs were in a fight to the death with a pack of coyotes.
How many dogs she got?
She got like three dogs, and these dogs and these coyotes were going, she woke up to it, and she went out there, man, and there was a freaking melee going on, and she finally got the damn coyotes out of there, chased them away, but her dogs, she took her dogs to the vet. That night, she had to get her dogs into emergency vet service because two of the dogs got bit pretty good. One of them was fine, but the second dog, man, was you know, they had to put a lot of antibiotics on his ass, man, and just put him to, you know, they didn't put him down, but he had to just rest up, you know.
The dog survived?
Yeah, the dog survived and everything, but, and she lives out in the desert, so, I mean... and now, I can't even imagine, man, if a coyote comes down out of the mountains and it's starving. And, I mean, it hasn't had anything to eat, you know, let's say the season, I don't know, whatever.
What do they eat?
I don't know, man. Coyotes eat, like, rabbits and stuff. Sure, I could see them attacking a kid. Because I happen to know for a fact coyotes have attacked children, you know. But, I mean, it's part of the whole ecosystem thing, man.
Nah, that ecosystem, I don't care about that, man. No dog ought to attack a child. I'd kick its ass.
Well, yeah, you're going to kick its ass. You don't want to kill a kid.
Of course you're going to kick its ass. Nobody is so environmentally minded, man, that, oh, wow, the coyote's eating my kid. Well, I want to be environmentally minded, so I better not do anything, you know.
That'd be insane. Has anybody ever done that?
Has anybody ever done that? Not that I know of. And if I ever heard of anybody doing that, I'd go and kick their ass.
What if they lived across the country?
Are you trying to piss me off, bud?
No!
I'd get in a plane, and I'd fly to where their house was, and I'd kick their ass.
Would you let them know?
What do you mean, would I let them know?
Well, you knock on the door.
Okay, I'll go with this. Yeah, I'd fly in a plane, I'd land, I'd get off the plane, I'd find out where they live, I'd knock on their door, and I'd say, hi, are you the guy that let your kid get eaten by a coyote? Yeah. Well, I've come here to kick your ass, and then I'd do it. Here, does that make you guys feel better?
Yeah, I just want to make sure you're doing everything in an orderly fashion.
Yeah. I'm really into the environmental world, man. I can't imagine anybody being that twisted, sick, and psychopathic. Final bit of news here. Tommy Chong, somebody who I have admired my whole life since I first heard him and Cheech Marin as Cheech and Chong.
Tommy Chong has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. Now, the Canadian-born Chong, half of the comedy duo of Cheech and Chong, announced that he had prostate cancer. He said he first started noticing symptoms about 8 years ago. This was while he was in prison for selling paraphernalia, though he wasn't diagnosed until about 1 month ago. Tommy Chong, by the way, went to prison rather than his family taking the rap. This was a drug paraphernalia rap, which means, I don't know, rolling papers in a bong. This was, I believe, in Washington State. I could be wrong about it. But rather than members of his family go to jail, he went to jail. And this is where he began noticing these symptoms. He wasn't diagnosed until a month ago. He said, quote, "The cancer is a slow stage one. He's had it for a long time. He's treating it with hemp oil with cannabis. So legalizing marijuana," says Chong, "means a lot more to me than just being able to smoke a joint without being arrested." All right, Tommy, we hope you get well, and let's legalize weed so that Tommy Chong gets better.
Yeah, and we can also smoke some.
You can, I don't.
Yeah, sure.
I don't. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Dan Northcraft and yours truly, Phil Hendry. And don't forget to join us online at philhendryshow.com, where you get a backstage pass and access all of the marvelous things we have for you over there. Until tonight at, 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, let that be a lesson to you.
Phil Hendry.